Okay, Kuf Tzadiches, we're up to the last series of Sifim. We're up to Sif Mem Aleph. And I'd like to share with you an incredible Chiddush L'Chumra. If you're in the mood for a Chiddush L'Chumra. Sif Mem, we learned last week, Sif Mem, which is the halacha that one needs what we call a mikvah lady. You need somebody at the mikvah to observe the woman who's teivelis. So we learned that last week, and that the only reason mentioned to have a woman at the mikvah is so to be sure that the hair is submerged in the water when a woman is teivel. Women typically have long hair, and to be sure that the water covers all the hair, that's the reason you need a mikvah lady. The Pischei Tshuva brings an incredible chumrah. But that's not what it says. The Shulchan Aruch says you don't have to check for chatzitza. A woman is neman. We learn Eirecha Nema Bisurim from Tfilas Nida, that a Nida is believed to be Tevela. And nevertheless, the Shulchan Aruch doesn't say because of chatzitza. The Shulchan Aruch says for the hair. The Pischei Tshuva in Sivkat Nechav Beis, listen to this. I am a Tshuva Rabbi Akiva Eiger. The Imloi Osisa Tikun Zeh V'tavla Beinala Bein Atzma Loi Osa Tvila. You hear this? Rabbi Akiva Eiger says if a woman goes to the mikvah alone and there's no mikvah woman there to watch her, Loi Osa Tvila, the Tvila is Ma'akib Diyevet. Isn't that Pella? If she wasn't careful. Mechaber says if no one's there, she should wear a net over her hair. Right. This means if she didn't wear a net over her hair,
what if she had a haircut like she
it should be just as good if she shaved her hair. What happens if she went underwater, like 5 feet underwater?
Yeah,
it's very hard. Well, look, if we know the hair wasn't submerged, obviously it's no good. Even if someone's there and we know the hair is not submerged, it's no good. So it must mean that she tried to submerge her hair, but she can't know for certain. That's what it sounds like. And he says, I am b'sidre tara, mashakasa b'shem, is that Shlomo Kluge? I'm not sure. B'shem ha'ashak, it says. The sidre tara says that if a woman doesn't have a mikvah lady, she should wet her hands and put her hands over her hair. She doesn't have a reshes to wear. Wet her hands, it should be kad mumayim, and then put the hands over the hair and hold it down. So, at least with that aid, it's good. Okay, that's Sif Mem. Let's throw Sif Mem Aleph, also tremendous chumrah. Hamasheles b'na la'achayreha kishihi aruma. A woman gets ready to go to the mikveh. And she's ready to go, and her child is crying. So she picks up the child. And then, v'tavla, lo'osa la'tfila, even b'di'evet, it's no good. Why? Shema ha'ya tit b'ragle ha'tinik, o'bi'yada. Maybe the child had some dirt on him. V'nidbak b'imai, and it got stuck to the mother. V'chatzis b'shas tfila. So let her look now. No, va'achasha also nafal. Maybe it fell off afterwards. Peladik chumra. Here we have a woman who checked herself, who did a preparation for the mikvah. She cleaned herself. She checked herself. She did everything. And after she's teveles, so we're saying now that it's no good. Maybe there was dirt on her. Isn't that a plea? The Shulchan Aruch says that it's ma'akiv. The Shach brings Habach Shach Nun Gimel, Habach Pasach B'Sav Simen Kuf Tzur Tzadik Tes Da Also La Tefila. The Bach argues. The Bach says that B'Di'eved it's a good tefila. So first of all, the Mechaber needs Hesber. Here, it's a Suffolk. If anything happened, and it's Chazik Hetera, it's Becheska's good. What's shot in the Mechaber? So I would suggest that I didn't see anybody who explains it, but I would think what's the Mechaber sheet? That it's ma'akiv. There's a din d'oraisa that before you do tefillah, before a woman does tefillah, the Torah is mechayev iyun. It's an obligation in the Torah, she has to check herself. If a woman does not check herself at all, she just runs into the mikveh, gets undressed, jumps in, jumps out, like the way the men go into the mikveh today. You run in, jump out, finish. A woman does that, she's not yaitza. Men also, when Mashiach will come, it'll be tefillah deraisa. The same thing. You need iyun. It's a chiyum deraisa to check. So it might be that the pshat in the mechaber is that if she handled something muddy, let's say it's becheska's dirty, a child, so then it's chsar and iyun. She didn't do a proper iyun, and that's why. What?
She needs another iyun.
She needs another iyun. She has to check herself. Now, if you think this is a pella, what did I just tell you? The Shulchan Aruch says it's ma'akiv, and the Shach, in the name of the Bach, says it's not ma'akiv. At the end of Kuf Tzadik Tes, he says that he talks about it at the end of Kuf Tzadik Tes. At the end of Kuf Tzadik Tes, there's a Shach. You have to listen carefully to the words, okay? Shach Chav. There it talks about a woman who prepared for the mikveh and then handed a tafshel. She handled sticky food. So it's the same nida. So there he brings Hecha Dahaya Biyad Bino Tafshel. She picked up a child. The child had food in his hand. Inami Haya Maluch Lepetit Velocha Bino Yodeha Aruma. And she picked up her child. Vakach Tavlo Velay Aino Nafsha. And afterwards she was Tavil and didn't check herself. It's no good. It's similar to the Shulchan Aruch case inside the Kuf Tzadik Tes, giving a tashel to a child. It's ma'akiv bach. Then the Shach B'Shem the Bach says it's ma'akiv. Yeah, the Shach B'Shem the Bach there says it's ma'akiv. Here the Shach B'Shem the Bach says it's not ma'akiv. Seems to be a stira. Teretz is. I think the Teretz is there. She picked up the child that we know was Maluch Luch Petit. There it says, Haya Maluch Luch Petit V'locha B'na Yadeh. She picked up a child who she knew was muddy when she picked him up. Then she zicha has a new chiyavion because she came into contact with dirt. Here, she picked up Stama. She picked up a child. It wasn't known the child was Maluch Luch Petit. If the child Stama, the Mechaber holds, is still a problem. And the Shach and the Bach say no. If it's Becheskes Maluch Lepetit, the child was dirty, you need a nuchi of Iyun. But if not, then you don't. That seems to be the difference. Like upon him, so today is a Chumrah day. So you had this Rabbi Kivega that the mikvah lady is ma'akiv. And it's if Memal, if we have that this halacha, the Shulchan Aruch holds, if you pick up a child, then she's Tayvela. It's not a good tefillah. Are the children cleaner today than they used to be? Yes. Are children today all Maluch Luch Petit? Still not, no.
They just had lollipop.
Depends when. The Gemara says that a child used to be b'ches because they touched shrotzim. So they used to play with the ashpa. They didn't have toys, so they played with the garbage dump. What? With chicken heads. Psik resha, right? You break off the head of the chicken, you give it to the child. So I don't know. It could be that the children today are different. Storm a child in the house is dirty in a way that would make the parent dirty in a way. It could be today they wash the kids more often. So it could be that. I wouldn't say that nowadays it's different. Don't pass in Shulchan Aruch, but we have anyway the Shach and the Bach that are Mekel. So at least b'di'eved, I would think today you could be Mekel. Hamashal b'no la'chireha. Why does he say la'chireha? Well, she could, did she? Sounds like she throws her over the shoulder. Sounds like right before. I don't know. I don't really answer why. But I would assume it's the Gemara's case, perhaps. Rambam's case. Figure Sosa be Gemara Daftan Zayin, Sama Zayin. All right, let's move on. Membeis. Another Chumrah. Okay, today we have floors that are paved or tiled. Shulchan Aruch, in time of Shulchan Aruch, they walked on floors that were dirty. Nichnesu tzrayreis uksamim. If pebbles or pieces of wood, splinters of wood, went besitkei rigolam ulmata, in the cracks of her foot, chaytitzim derech hatzitza, the Shach explains nun dalet, avagav de beis hastorim eitzarach b'yasnayim, even though a beis hastorim doesn't need the water to get in, roi l'b'yasmayim bo'inon, but it has to be roi for water to get in. Now, where in the foot do you have a beis hastorim, anybody? So here, it could mean between the toes. The Chachmas Sadim seems to say it means between the toes. Now, is between the toes a beis hastorim? A lot to say. It's a lot. What? An underarm is covered between the toes. It could mean between the toes. The Chachmas Sadim says it means between the toes. The Bali HaShulchan brings that where the toes come against the foot, it's also a fold. Anybody want to demonstrate? When the toes hit the foot, there is also a fold, so it could mean there. So we're saying here that imomata, well, momata doesn't sound like between the toes. Dwell momata sounds like even underneath the toe, against the foot. So we're saying that that's a base of starim, and that these tzrayres kesamim are chaisis. Now, it's a little mashal, not like Ramesha. Ramesha said that in a beis hastorim, if you have a coin in your mouth, Ramesha said that it's not a chatzitza, it's just put there, it's not stuck there. So here it must mean it's mahudah. So between the toes, I understand it could get wedged. Under the toes, maybe also. Okay, I don't know. She probably could, but not when she tables. Now when she tables, gum in her mouth would not be makim according to Ramesha. Gum is not, unless it's dry and sticky, usually in the mouth it's not. Yeah. Okay, Mem Gimel, move on. Aspolanis Mulugma Veritia. These are different types of bandages. Shal Beis HaStarim. If someone has a bandage in a Mokim Beis HaStarim, Chaytetzin. Afal Pishenim Tzrichin Shichnesu Behemayim. Tzrichin Shiei Ruya. Vilayei Behem Dabar Chaytetz. Has to be right, there shouldn't be something chaitzitz in such a place. Sometimes the women have their ears pierced, so it shouldn't grow back. They stick in a little piece of thread or something there. So in any of these places, these things are a chatzitza. Okay, so the machaber here is not a big chiddush. The Ramah is Sif Mem Gimel is the chiddush. Listen to this. Someone has to explain this. Yeshayim, Sha'isha tzricha lahatul mayim kaidim tefillah. The woman should urinate before she's to teveles. Imitzrichalakach, obviously, if she needs to. Gam tzrichal livdek asma begedaylim ubektanim. Shalaitei tzrichal la'atzar atzma. She also has to think about whether she has to relieve herself. Shalaitei tzrichal la'atzar atzma. So when she tevels, she shouldn't be restraining herself. V'lo yiruyin l'bias mayim. So, and that will cause the body to be tight and not roy for bias mayim. She also has to blow her nose. Okay, blowing her nose is not hard. Now, the mitzias of restraining oneself, so I'm not sure. By gedolim, maybe you could hear that a person will tighten his muscles and somehow tighten the part of the body that it has to be loose. But in the case of ketanim, of urinating, it's very hard to understand what the words mean. That if she has to urinate and she's restraining herself, she's going to cause a part of her body to somehow be covered. We said the lips, you don't press your lips. You'll cover more of your lips. But in the case of a woman who's urinating, the mitzias is very, very difficult to understand. Darach HaShulchan, it's of Katan Pei Tes, describes that when a person holds himself in from urinating, somehow part of the body is covered. Now, in a man, obviously, it's not that way. In a woman, so I have no experience, I don't know, but the Metzias apparently, he seems to be saying that to such a Metzias where a person could have such an issue. Now, again, I'm not familiar with the Metzias. However, in Dinei Erev Yom Kippur, a man's obligation to Tevel, a person who's a Balkari has a mitzvah to Tevel out to Tfilas Ezra. Beyond that, it's not an obligation, a strict obligation, except Erev Yom Kippur. The Apaiskim will hold that, the Rishayim will hold that Erev Yom Kippur, a man should make a bracha when he tovels. Only time of the year that there's such a shitas hagayinim. Now, we're not going to make a bracha, but nevertheless, the tefillah of Erev Yom Kippur is the greatest obligation of tefillah that a man has, bizman hazeh. And there, the Shulchan Aruch says to urinate beforehand. It says that Mishnah Berurah says a man who didn't urinate and feels a need should tovel again. Why? And there's a totally different reason. There, it's because there's a halacha of Mayonis Hazav. We had a punkt in the Gemara Shabbos afternoon that there's a halacha. The Gemara says that, I forgot the language, that it's only by a Zav and no other tumah. A Zav or needs a Zav, Zava, Balkeri, Anida. That Mayonis Hazav, the urine of a person, any bodily fluid of these people, is metame like an avatoma. The Gemara says, Nekrulotzes, a person who has to urinate, the urine already was Nekrulotzes, I guess that means it left the bladder and entered the other parts of the body. So Nekrulotzes, it says that that urine now is, even if you're tovel and then you matel meiraglayim, that meiraglayim has a din of meiraglayim shall have alkeri or shall zav. So on Yom Kippur, you have to tovel, because you have to urinate first, because if it's necrolatzes, then a person urinates, he himself could become tamei from his own meiraglayim. So that is the halacha there. Is that what the Shulchan Aruch meant here? No, is that what the Ramah meant? Ramah's lashon is shloi titzricha la'atzar atzma, lo yirin l'biyasmayim. So it's not what the Ramah meant. However, look at the Gra, nun. Gra is always tricky, but the Gra seems to say something along the lines of what I'm saying. That's no raya. That Gemara is talking about mayinay sazava olataris. That's not an afkamina for our dina. If somebody, if a woman touches mayonai sazav, mayonai sanina, she does not also labayla, right? That's only hilchas tumah, the fact that the mayonai sazav is metama. So the Gra says, b'shem dehagor sharidura, ein rai misham dabai shamu misham mayonai sazav, ul taris, b'yimisham shetzmicha la'atzar, vein roi lebi esmaim, ein rai misham. That's no raya from the element comes to sifasa. You have to compare it to pressing the lips. Gemara there seems to say it's only ma'akiv in taris. So the Gra here has a tzorach ian on this Shulchan Aruch. Plus shachnun hey says miu kol zei ne ma'akiv b'di'evet chemashmu b'bach. So we have the shach and the Gra, who make it clear to us that this halacha of the Ramah is not ma'akiv. A woman is supposed to relieve herself before, but if she fails to do so, it's not a davar ma'akiv. She comes home and she's nervous about it, so it's not a davar ma'akiv. She doesn't have to go back.
Do women take out the earrings that pierce the ears? Do they take it out when they go to?
Yeah, they do. Technically, if a woman never removes it, so she doesn't have to take it out. Because the miyut shein ha-makpedes, but l'chatzchila we take out miyut shein ha-makpedes. Right, she never, yeah. But we're l'chatzchila, we're makpin on miyut shein ha-makpedes. But b'di'evet, if she's never a makpedes, then it doesn't matter.
They can't take it out so fast.
Yeah, they can do it for a few minutes. They can take it out, table, and put it back. The fear is it's going to grow back over the hole, but... Why doesn't the city forbid piercing children's ears? Isn't that a cruel thing to do to a little girl? Huh? They don't do a pepeh, that's why. Yeah. Parents don't pierce to everything else of the children. The children do it to themselves. But that... okay. All right, so rapidly we're going through Sifif to Sif. These are basically... easy sifim. Just have to remember the halacha. Okay, everything we learned today is a shaila tzchaitzis, except for this last case of the meraglayim. Mem dalid. Now, mem dalid, again, you have to figure out exactly the physical mitzias of what he's describing, and then we'll try to understand the chiddush. Mem dalet. Hoysa basara achas ishtayim chutz lamakas roisha medubuk lamaka. Let's say a woman has she sustained an injury to her head, a cut to her head. So the nature of it is that with his hair, the hair sticks to the wound. They're afraid of infection, they usually shave off the hair. But here we're talking about a woman who has some type of injury. It's not a major injury. She has a cut. And the hair, it says, Sara achas ishtayim. Chutz l'makas raisha. That's not growing where the maka is. It's from somewhere else. Mudbuk l'maka, got stuck to the maka. So that is going to be a problem of chatzitza. Oy, shayushtei saras raisha mudbukis betita betzaya. Also easy. Two hairs are stuck to each other with tit or tzaya. It's also a chatzitza. Oy, shayushtei saras berise enea lamata. Now this metzias I don't get. Two of her lower eyelashes nokfu, they got a hole, v'tziyasam berise enea mo'mayla. And they come out above. I can't figure out what this means. It sounds like there's our lower eyelashes going through some tunnel and coming out on top. Doesn't mean. Again, two hairs are from the lower eyelash. The nokfu. What does nokfu mean here? I don't know. They got some hole. Vaitziyasan, or the Taz says the gish should be viyatsu. I can't figure out this case. Next case is easier. Sometimes the lower eyelash, the hairs get tangled in the top one, and they get obviously ripped off. And when she closes her eyes, they're tangled. So that's a chatzitza. So somebody has unusually long eyelashes. Our eyelashes don't get tangled. But if the lower eyelashes get tangled in the upper eyelashes, it's a chatzitza. Okay.
Why did you mention two?
That's a metzias.
Why two?
So it seems two. It seems that one is the Eina Makpedas. That's what it seems to say. That one hair, like Shtei Saris is always Shtei Saris. I don't know. It sounds like one hair, a person is Eina Makpedas, and two or more is the Geder of...
By the market, it says one or two.
I know, Lulei Mistafina, I would say it says two for a Ravusa. Because we had that a knot in a single hair is a chatzitza. Two hairs, three hairs is certainly not a chatzitza. Two, we said, is a suffix. Because the knot is loose. So I don't know, because to me it's hard to understand one, two, what's the difference. I would think it means even if it's two hairs, where normally a knot is not pushed that it's a chatzitza, but it gets tangled, it is a chatzitza. Maybe that's what it means, but it's hard to say without a mocker that that's what it means. Akaponim, to me, the chiddush in this sif is that we usually have a rule that min b'minoy ein echaitzis. We typically have rules that a min with its own min is not a chatzitza. It seems that when it comes to the nida teiveles, that there's no such rule. Right? We said a knot in a hair is a chatzitza. It's mimbaminai. It's a not hair and hair. Well, hair gets tangled, the lower hair with the top of hair. So it seems here, H-E-R-E, the point is that you need roila b'yasmai. Not so much chatzitza dikadin. A kain who's walking in the base, he's not have a chatzitza between his feet and the floor. It's filling your head, you're not have a chatzitza between still in your head. So there, mimbaminai is not a chatzitza. Here, you need roila b'yasmai. So roila b'yasmayim, it could be even mim b'minai, is a chatzitza. Right, when you hold the lulav, the halach is not allowed to have a chatzitza. Now hold the lulav with a glove. Shulchan Aruch says even a ring on your finger you have to take off when you hold the lulav. So, because it's chatzitz. But mim b'minai, we make the holder of the lulav out of minai. Mim b'minai is not a chatzitza. Here, it seems even if you have one sar and another sar, that it's chatzitza. I mean, b'mina chaitzis. Kol l'naisai ena chaitzis. We have a rule, something for beauty is not chaitzis. Here it's chaitzis. So it seems that the rules of chatzitza here are different. Now, having said that, we're going to have in a minute a pesachei tshuva that does compare chatzitza of tefillin to chatzitza of hair. So we'll see that momentarily. It goes on the next sif. But here, al kaponim, that's the chiddush of sif mem dalid, that here and here is a chatzitza. Mem hey. So it seems that it's an umdana, she's a makpedes, and it could be that's why one hair, maybe there's no umdana, she's makpedes. Two hairs, there's an umdana, she's makpedes.
Skin on skin.
Oh, that's right. We said if you're, somebody else is holding your hand, or if you hold your hand too tight, skin on skin is also chaitzut, even though it's the biggest member minai. So, yeah. Okay, memhei. Loi titfoil bavak sha'al ragleha. She should not be toivel when her feet are dirty. They used to walk, again, they didn't have paved floors, so they walk on the floor. She should not toivel with dirt on her feet. Vim tavla, and b'di'eved, yesh mishay mersheinah chaitzitz. Yesh mishay mersheinah chaitzitz. Now here it's hard to understand, why should it not be chaitzitz? So Sidri Tara says, the yesh mishay mersheinah chaitzitz holds that you could assume it washed off. I mean, you look at it now, if it's not there, you can assume it washed off during the tefillah. Yesh mishay mishachaitis elim ken shifshifai shetavla b'chamin, unless she washed it off, or if she's tovel in warm water, the nature of warm water is to clean. Okay, easy sif again. Here, Pesachei Tshuva Chav Gimel, interesting.
Why can't we use that head to for other things, and other speech issues, because it's warm water?
Because things that are tight against the body don't necessarily wash off. Ink is not going to wash off. But just the dirt from walking on the floor, it's saying that will wash off.
Picking up a baby, like you said just before.
Picking up a baby, worried about tit, worried about mud, I guess it's worse. Here's something about vak. Davak is dust, is something, I guess, less. And Chav Gimel, in the Pesachei Tshuva, I'm Jewish from the area, Nishal Das Anashim, Asher Kivtsoi Sam Taltalim. Kivtsoi, it says Kivtsoi Sam here. Gemara says Kivtsoi Sam. Taltalim, right? The Gemara in what is it? Nazir Daf Gimel Beis, right? That which Kohen Gadol never ate from the carbon of a Nazir except for this one man. Shimon Atzadik. Anyway, you can say some Taltalim. They have long hair. The nifsar al rasheim avak lovan shakirim powder. Interesting, powder that they spread powder on their hair. Im chaitzis betfilin is a chaitzis betfilin. So a person has long hair and he puts on some grease to keep it looking strange. So it's not chaitz, it's kol nois, I ain't a chaitz. I guess what's called nice, I guess in the eyes of the beholder. Because of she'ein lo memezeh she'tisha muteres litfal she'im avak zeh she'al raisha. Don't think that you can compare that to a lady going to the mikveh. Why not? I would say, why not? You need to be a smay. That's not what he says. He says, demiyak shivayu asaras b'mayim ozalei hanoi. The whole beauty of it is that it holds it in place. When you get into water, the night disappears. Well, I assume we have akshar raglayim. I fill it as a rambam. The akshar raglayim ain't a chaitis b'diyevim v'komakim. Boy, rambam maide, the zegar yosem of akshar raglayim. So, he's saying that the cook in the hair is not a chatzitz of a tefillin. Go show that to your 8th grade Rebbe. And the woman who's Taibeles, that it is considered to be a chatzitza. And he seems to be Nicho with the comparison, the rule of Kol HaNoyse Ein HaChaitzitz, were not for the fact that when you get into the water, it's not Noy anymore. Sounds like otherwise, Kol HaNoyse Ein HaChaitzitz.
A chup without the grease is certainly not a
chatzitza. A chup is not a chatzitza. The Rebbeim taught us that a chup is a chatzitza. The tefillin, remember?
Yeah.
It bugs me today. The bummy kids all have short haircuts. Like the whole world is backwards, you know. But the Mishnah Brura, when it says in Halacha in Hilchos Tefillin that a beluria is a chatzitza, beluria Rashi and Shas teaches a ponytail, not a chup. He teaches to meet a ponytail. Ponytail, I can understand, is a chatzitza. Why the kesha doesn't hold on to the head, but long hair in the front if it's normal long hair. Otherwise, how could a nazir ever wear tefillin? A nazir is mevatel mitzvah tefillin. So how could he ever become a nazir? What? No, he did his ponytail. He loses. Don't make a ponytail. You let it hang normally.
Doesn't the Gemara say that the glorious was worn by children of
David HaMelech had 400 the godly belurias. It doesn't say front.
It
says that they look like behemoths.
Like
right?
Tomahawk.
Okay.
Tomahawk.
Okay, so we've gone through a number of easy sifim. Memvav at first glance looks like an easy sif. It's a total of 5 words, but it's the hardest sif in the sifim we're learning today. The guk by the women, no, saying it is a chatzitza, because when they go into the water, it's no longer a night.
I think the present is coming, it becomes part of it. That's what the present is. In the chatzitza film, it's different. Just Lagabi, this is that it's a part of it.
That the guk is a part of it here. But it sounds like we're not for the fact that in the water, the night is bottle. It sounds like it would be fine by Aisha. You're saying it would be fine because it becomes part of the hair. As part of the hair. So the whole tumul about the oil on the skin should be the same. You know, when they take an oil bath, there's some question of whether it's chatzitza. Maybe it's called gufa, it's different. Okay, memvav. Now here we have a hard sif. I'll tell you why. Nida shetovla bibigadeha uteres labayla. This is the most important sif in practical sense, because today, the women don't have dust on their feet, they don't go tayvel with bandages. But it happens that women find themselves in cities where there are no yidden, and they have to go to the ocean. And we discussed numerous times that sometimes it's not practical to go, or a woman's just not willing to get totally undressed. She wants to tayvelas bibigodeha. She wants to tayvel with her clothing on. Now, the truth is, there's a Gemara in Mesechtes Beya, Daf Yud Ches. Gemara is talking when Tyrus was Nayig about a woman going to the mikvah on Yom Tov. The Mishnah there says it's osur to tayvel kalim on Yom Tov, on Shabbos. You don't tayvel kalim. You have tefilas kalim. You don't tayvel. The Gemara has 4 reasons. One reason is mezikim esakin. One reason the Gemara is shema you might carry it to Alad Amis. Is one reason is because of mezikim esakin. So Gemara says, why don't you have a need to rest the tayvel? And she has no clothing that's tar. In those days, they tayvel clothing to make it tar. So Gemara says, she's not a tayvel or clothing. What's she going to do? Maremes v'tayvelas bibagadah. She does a harama. The whole thing is because of merzik misakin. It looks like a misakin. She wears her clothing, goes into the mikveh with her clothing on. Obviously, the clothing has to be loose. She goes to her tayvel. That way, she accomplishes tayveling her body and tayveling the clothing. And the clothing atar, my remesisha v'tevelis bibigodeh. Now, that's the mocker. Tosis, they ask, she's washing the clothing. It should be Isser of Shriyas and Zuiki Busa. So Tosis there has the aside that derech lichluch is mutter. If clothing get wet, not in the manner of cleaning them, but derech lichluch, if a person falls into water, he says, my clothing got messed up. It's not derech of cleaning, then it's mutter. But al kaponim, it's a gemara that a woman is allowed to be tayvel bigadeha. It's a machaber. A woman could tayvel in a begadim. What's the problem? Why am I telling you there's an issue? It's a gemara and a machaber. We had in the beginning, when we learned Sif Dalid, the rabbis of Shorashi's chumra. Rabbis of Shorashi were machmir on loose things, the gezera ought to tight things. They held that you're not allowed to tell about loose things or to tie things. And there we said a loose gold chain in the hair you have to take off before you tie because of Rabbi Sofshol Rashi. So why by a loose chain in the hair we're makel and here we're being machmir and here we're being makel that a woman could tie with clothing. So there are 2 terutzim I know of. The Sidre Tara is the Ikateritz. Rav Moshe Netshuva says the Ikateritz is the Sidre Tara. Now listen, Sidre Tara says that pshat in the Shulchan Aruch is you're wearing clothing that are begadim geruim, that are a type of clothing that you don't care if they get wet. You don't mind if they get wet. There it's talking about a golden chain in the hair. You don't want it to get wet. Here we're talking dafka about a begad gerua that you don't care if it gets wet or it doesn't get wet. Such a begad is not a chatzitza. It's loose, it's not a chatzitza if a woman travels with begadim. But if she would go with normal clothing that she's makpid on, then the gzeira of refuyim, atein refuyim, does apply. That was the Sidre Tara. According to the Sidre Tara, b'zman hazeh, you have to be careful. A woman can only be travel with such begadim that are dafka begadim that are made to be Begadim sheinim afinim aleihem. Begadim that you're not mapping on. A bathing suit is tight. It has to be raw for you. I should have read just shach nun vav sedafka b'isim begadim sheim refuyim aleha. Loi b'isim sheim udaki. Right? The shach says we're not talking about tight clothing. We're talking about loose clothing. So we'll talk about tight clothing in a moment because there's a thought there too. But right now, talking about loose clothing, a woman's going to go to the mikveh with loose clothing. So what she has to do, as a matter of practicality, is go into the store, buy a cheap robe or a cheap nightgown, and mitchila it should be a beged garua. She's not mapped it on, and that's the way to do it. I mentioned to you that when we in America, the minhag is when a giyoris is tovelas. So there's a problem. The bezin has to see her being tovel. So we have a sheet with a hole for the head. The woman puts it on, goes into the water. The sheet floats pretty much, so on the water. And she's tovel that way. So even though part of it is on her shoulders, but it's a dover rafui, and it's a baguette. As an Eretz Yisrael, I visited, became very friendly with Rav Nachum Eisenstein, is the Rav Maladafna, very interesting fellow. And he is involved in the Batidinim, the Efegeris. And I asked him how they're tovel. He said, they're tovel, they wear a robe, they wear clothing. I said, really? Because here we have the sheet. He said that he asked Rabbi Yashav what to do. Rabbi Yashav said, what do you want? It's a Gemara, you should tovel this bibigadeh. You know, it's a Gemara, how can you chime me for? You know, you should tovel this bibigadeh. So their title is begadim. They have in the mikveh. They don't tell the giyaris, you know, to wear her good clothing into the mikveh. They have in the mikveh clothing, loose clothing that the women put on, and the title wearing clothing, which in Muslim is a little more comfortable.
You mentioned about the clothing, the fact that the body is going to the water first before the clothing. So therefore, if you're going to take the clothing, it has to be you're going to be
no, because it's loose. It doesn't matter because it's loose. We assume that the water gets in.
But what comes first? The fact is because
you have to go down.
You mean the beggar is on the body before the water?
The water is
the yeah, it's going to be that way. She's not going to get dressed in the water. Right. So it's always going to be that way. But the assumption should be loose.
You don't care about the sequence.
No. Because if it's loose, then the assumption is that there's nothing really in the way. Mm-hmm. So, I do have to tell you that the Rabbis of Shorashi is only lechatchila anyway. It's not b'di'evet. So, yeah, but here it's saying lechatchila, and that's why. You mean the lashon is muteres l'bayla? How interesting! You're right. The lashon is muteres l'bayla, but okay, you're right. So the Pesach Tshuva says ein le'al sif gimel in the Pesach Tshuva. We discussed this chumra of the rabbis of Shorashi. So Akoponim, the Lamaisa, this is the halacha. If it ever happens, you should go buy begadim geruim and do it in such a manner. Darach HaShulchan is a little more machmir. Darach HaShulchan says, this is talking, dafka, women, I never heard of this. He seems to say in his days, the women wanted the clothing they wear when they're not nida, should not be tamei nida. And they also used to want that the begadim should be begadim tfulim, so it shouldn't be begadim after that she touched as a nida. So we never heard of such a thing. Today the women wear the same clothing. They don't wear different clothing. There was a time, a couple hundred years ago, where women, Shulchan Aruch brings the Kuf Tzadikei, there were women that were nayit to wear different begadim when they were nidus. I assume it was just because the begadim got dirty from the dam, and maybe that's why. But that was the custom. But Shulchan saying that if she doesn't want to wear it, it's a problem. So again, I'm telling you that this is Rabbi Shoshur Rashi, it's Lechat Chila. Nobody holds this Ma'akiv Lahalacha. And Rabbi Shoshur Rashi is like the Sidrei Tara. And at the end of the day, it's a Shulchan Aruch. It's a Gemara and a Shulchan Aruch. It's hard to take away from it. Mem Zayin. Another Shaila that comes up, Min Kinim. Elias is a Shaila that does come up to Rabbanim. So Shulchan Aruch says, apparently there are different types of lice. I'm not really familiar with different types. Today, there's one type of lice that we hear about. It doesn't seem to be the lice in the time of the Gemara. Lice in the time of the Gemara seem to be smaller. The eggs of their lice were not visible to the eye. Today, I think they are visible. I never checked for them, but we know they are ladies that check the hair. So it seems that there were different types of lice, but be that as it may, the halacha should be the same. Min kinim shedvukim bebasar, the type of kinim that stick to the scalp. V'noishchin ba'or b'makom seyar, and they bite themselves into the hair, the skin under the hair. V'nidvakim b'chayzik, and they stay very tight. The Shah says balaz, they're called pilt lice. Everyone seems to be into this pilt lice. Tzarech la'asiran. You have to take it out with hot water and scratch it with your fingernail. It says if you're unable to get the lice off, so it's not a chatzitza. So Baruch Hashem, why? If you couldn't, you don't. Then it's a chatzitza, whatever you could take off. Because a woman's makpedes. Why is it not? So the Gra Nun Gimel says something very interesting. See Gradun Gimel? He says two reasons. The first is Kivan de Revise, who? The Enamakpedes. Okay, Enamakpedes is the reason all the place can bring. Enamakpedes means a chiddush today. We know if you're not makpid, it's not a chatzitza. Today we learned that if you're not makpid because you have no choice, that's also called Enamakpedes. See that? You're not marked because there's no way to get it off. Impossible. You can't get off with a kinim. I shouldn't say impossible. It's possible. Everything's possible. But it's not normally doable. That's called Eina Makpedes. Women live with it.
Let's say a woman has a bandage.
That's possible. But
she says that it's for some reason.
But that's possible. She says some reason, we tell her take it off. But if you can't get it off in a normal fashion, the second reason the grub brings is Hainu is a revise. Now, revise is already a very confusing idea. Revise, the way the Sidre Torah touched it earlier, was something which is a natural growth on the body. If you have a scab on a wound which is needed to be there, that's Hainu Revise. It's the way it grows, Hainu Revise, and it's not a chatzitza. We mark it on scabs, of course, once it dries and ready to fall off, but really, otherwise, Hainu Revise. We even had Hainu Revise in the braided, the shade, who braided the hair. One of the four reasons was Hainu Revise, which apparently they held there was some natural I can't use the word natural, but it's something which happened, and said that's Hainu Revise. Now here the Gra brings this Hainu Revise. It's a Gemara in Zvachim, which is talking about the Zvachim Yutes, about a kina on a kayin that's interfering with the Big Day Kuhuna. The Big Day Kuhuna have to be on the skin of the Kayin, or in the hair of the Kayin. So the Gemara in Zerachim Yutes talks about the Kinim, and it says, Hainu Revise, but there the Gemara is Mechalik, that's only by live Kinim, and not dead Kinim. I'm not sure the reason. Gemara says, live Kinim is Hainu Revise, the way Rashi explains the Gemara, at least, and not dead Kinim. Seems to make such a chilik. Now, for us, it's hard to understand what's in his live kinim and dead kinim. Baruch Hashem, the Shulchan Aruch does not seem, at first glance, to make a chilek between live and dead. Are the kinim they find today live? They multiply, I guess they're live. So the Hainu Revise, that's what the Gra is saying, Hainu Revise. However, the Pisrei Tshuva here makes us problems. Look at Pisrei Tshuva Chafei, this is a major confusion. Because he's quoting a sefer which doesn't exist. He saw the Chamudei Daniel wrote on Yeridaya. It was printed. Yeah, I can get it by a Chamudei Daniel, but it doesn't go all the way here. He saw the Ksav Yad of the Chamudei Daniel, and there it says, Nirad to Oisam Kinim Ketanim Mesim Hadvukim B'Seyar. Now they're apparently not stuck to the scalp, stuck to the hair. They're dead. Tzarech Latzira and Dava Chatzitza. Sounds like the Chamudei Daniel holds dead lice on the hair, you have to remove, it's a chatzitza. He might mean one of two things. Either he means they're dead, the Gemara says there's no Hainu Revise. But 1 minute, we have to reason of Eina Makpedes. So it's hard to understand. Or he might mean that this you could remove. If it's on the scalp, you can't get it off. On the hair, you can get it off, just cut off the hair. So you could get it off. So we don't know the Chamudei Daniel's reason for this.
It's not considered a meal because it's the rub of the head.
Oh, so I should mention that. I wanted to mention in Afkamina, if the reason is Hainu Ravisei or Eina Makpedes, Nafkamina is if it's on Rav. If Rav of the hair, we said here is judged Rav by itself. Rav of the hair has Kinim. If it's Hainu Ravisei, so it's not a Chatzitza. Ravisei means it's not a Chatzitza. But if it's Eina Makpedes, if it's Rav of the hair, Rubai Veina Makped is a Chatzitza. So this Chamudei Daniel makes problems. Thank God, the Chachmas Adam says that you wash your hair, and if it doesn't come off, you're toivel. He doesn't pass like this Chamudei Daniel. Rav Neivert, the author of Shmir Shabbos Kolchasna, has a sefer on Hilchas Chatzitza. He passes that way as well. He sort of ignores the Chamudei Daniel. In the footnote, he refers to it, and he says the Chachmas Adam says it's okay. So today, it happens. A Rav gets a call of lice. What do? We tell them to wash the hair twice the way they normally would do it, and then to be tayvel. It's a hekish to easy off on the oven there of Pesach. We say use the easy off twice, and whatever stains remain on the oven are good. So why do you need twice? You need once, but in case you don't do it well, you do twice. So women with lice go to the mikveh, they have to go last. They let women with lice in the mikveh. What? The easy offer. I could only answer the our shampoos. None of them are perfect. They have fine combs, and that's that. Okay, so this is the dinim of life. The last sif, sif mem ches. Ches is interesting. They're all interesting, but listen to this. Three interesting dinim. Number one, nida shetavla b'loy kavana. Anita went to the mikveh without kavana. She went swimming. She went swimming without clothing on for whatever reason. She's tovel b'loy kavana. She fell into the water. Or she yard ala haker. She went to swim. Harizem uteres labayla. Mechaber shita is that. Oh, 1 second. Very good. Harizem uteres labayla. Hagav yesh mechmirin umatzrichin aset filacher. So you have a machlokes. If a tefillah b'loy kavana is a good tefillah, what about iyun? Iyun is ma'akid. So must be that she did iyun b'loy kavana. No, she did iyun. She wanted to be clean. She didn't do iyun al silchus tefillah. Well, she did iyun al silchus tefillah. Okay, it could be that she did an iyun. I would think it means an iyun even without kavana. But now the Ramah is machmir. The question is if the Ramos Chumra is a Dairaisa or a Drabanan. See, here it's a riddle. Look in Gra Nun Zayin, what's it mashma? Again, the Ramos says she's table without Kavana, so it's no good. Why isn't it good? Is this a Din Dairaisa or a Chumra Drabanan? So the Ramos says, the Gra says, Hagosham, Bishar Paiskim, the Rabbi Rabbi Lakar Yasi, Va'oi, the Bishal Taira, Halachachara Machmir. The machloikis, if tavla b'loy kavana is good, b'shal taira halach achar machmir. What does he mean? Sounds like he means the shal v'dereisa, you have to be machmir. What? V'yesh machmir v'tzrich l'aysa tefila acheres? V'yesh rach l'chatchila. Okay. There's some of those ma'akiv. L'maysi yesh l'achmir l'chatchila. That you should tavla again b'kavana? Yeah. Okay. What? Oh, without. The Shach says without a bracha. The Shach says, Yesh lahach misamach, Yesh lahach malachatchil, Shaz v'til b'kavana, imezha miyu amantza chaveta. No, somebody here says without a bracha. Oh, I'm sorry, nun tes. Shach nun tes, miyu ema levarech. Now listen to this. I have a chumra of the day. Listen to this. For learning this, I now come out with a chumra la'alocha l'maisa. When a woman has to go to the mikveh, on the seventh day, when she has to go to the mikveh, she should not go swimming that day. If she's going to go swimming, it's a shayat that she's tavla b'loy kavana. And then, according to the mechaber, she's yaitza. If she goes to the mikveh that night, it's a brach levatala. Hey, like this chumrah, huh? Anybody agree with me?
The
halacha is a nidos tevelas the seventh day. Also la tefila. A woman could be tevelas the seventh day. It's a good tefila. We don't do it. We're afraid. She'll come home to her husband. She's still us until the night. We're afraid. But neither could be tevelas b'yayim. Tefilas b'yayim is good. So the seventh day, l'chayra, she shouldn't be tayvah unless she makes sure she has a chatzitza. Before she goes to tayvah, she should make sure she has a chatzitza. What? So it doesn't matter. No, no. The tevelas b'yam shulchan aruch will learn it to be a tzitzit. To be tayvah b'yam. What? Anita doesn't even need seven nikiyim. Right? She wouldn't need it. It's a zavah that tevelas from the yom zayin. But what? So maybe the bathing suit depends. You know, the bathing suit lekula that the bathing suit is a chatzitza. Yeah. Water gets through it. You know, it's hard to understand. A kavana hafucha. What? What? So would a kavana lahepuch help? So I'm not sure if it's a mitzvah. Maybe it wouldn't help. I don't know. So everyone likes this chumrah. I thought everyone's going to jump on me. What are you talking about? And what? What about the iyun? What about the iyun here? So I think iyun means you take a shower. That's an iyun. But yeah, iyun but like kavana is also an iyun. So I would think. We didn't finish. Yesh lach melchatchel. Yesh a kosvu. Sheyesh liisha liyesh tzenua b'leil tevilasa. That women should not show that they're toiveling. Chinoga anashim lahasti leil tevilasa shalei leilech b'mohuma. Women try to hide that they're going to tefillah. They don't rush as if they're heading to the mikveh. Ay b'pnei abriya shalei yagishu men b'nei adam. Misha'inei aysekei nemra lov oru sheichiv in behema. You hear this? Somebody who's not tzenua, it says oru sheichiv in behema. V'yesh anashim. Oh, so this din, first of all, to be, so somebody asked Ramesha, so if a woman's tevelas on Friday night, she doesn't put on makeup, so everyone knows she went to the mikveh, unless she's a woman who doesn't always put on makeup, but a woman always wears makeup. So Friday night, she's going to go without makeup, so whoever comes to the house on Shabbos realizes she went to the mikveh. So Ramesha answers, this is, I don't know if it's in the Igros Moshe, it's printed in the kuntris that they put out in the Torah Veira kuntris. Ramesha responds that the kapeda is that nobody should know you're going to the mikveh. That someone realizes you went to the mikveh. That's not a problem. Someone realizes. They see you weren't handing things to each other, and now you are handing things. They realize that you went to the mikveh. It's not an issa that they should realize you went to the mikveh. The tznius is that when she goes to the mikveh, people shouldn't see. People shouldn't be aware. So this bothers me much. I didn't find the kasha. I saw somebody ask it. This memra, to be tzanua, is a memra of Rabbi Yechanan. And Rabbi Yechanan himself used to sit b'fischei tefila that the women should see and it should be mishpia on the child. So that's...
He had eyelashes he couldn't see.
Oh, he didn't see, so that's why he did it. Okay. So that's answered. Very good. So at any rate, so he answered my question. At any rate, this is the marker that a woman should be tzanua. It's a very strong lashon the last halacha, yesh l'nashim lizar, a little bit of huji-huji, Kabbalah, I don't mean to make fun of it. It's a halacha, yesh l'nashim lizar, she yaitzis min atfila, if she walks out of the mikveh, she yifka ba chaverta, that she should meet a from woman, a Jewish woman, from woman, she lo yifka ba tchila davar tameh, ayevi kechavim. The first thing she sees when she gets out of the mikveh shouldn't be a guy, or an animal, then pogu by devarim elu imhi yirashamayim tazor v'titfal. So to the degree that she should be tevel again, if that's the first thing she sees. So here we have a second reason for a mikveh lady. Now the truth is, I don't know what they're makbid by us, but chsedim they're makbid shetifka ba to touch. That the mikveh lady is a makbid to touch the women. They say it doesn't mean just to see; it means also to touch. The first person they touch should be a firm person. So the question is, are we allowed to try to think of svaris here? By the way, the shach also is an amaoret, so somebody that if she's pegeh b'tchila, I don't know, her husband counts? So the question is, why can we say a reason for this? So look in the shach, samach aleph. This might be a nafkamina. Shach, kagain kelev, chamor, Amoretz, Avitchav, Chazir, Oisus, Aymitzarki, Aysaben, Kayim, Bishari, Dura. Avrekaf, Mucholboy, listen to this. Shimpoga Bosus, if the first thing she bumps into when she goes out of the mikveh is a horse, animal type, Talev et Tishamesh. That's good. She should go have children. Shabanea oim dimno bidiburan. Shaimin umevinim limdea limdim taira. Veina mashkichin. Umematim bishi. Shasamachal. Did I say Taz? I'm sorry. If she sees a horse, she should have a child. It'll be mashpia good. Horses don't need much sleep. So the mamita mishena v'loyed elushay masam will tell us alabrius like a horse. A masam will tell us alabrius. That seems to be something good. So if you see a horse, that's a good thing.
Now,
what? Your father called you Farid. It was complimenting you. The at any rate, obviously, this is supposed to have something to do with Tashpon the child. Now, here's the shaila, the $1 million shaila. Is this kpeda that the Shulchan Aruch brings only by a bas banim, only someone who's of age to have children? A bas banim, a woman who's in the age where she'll have children. What about a woman who goes to the mikveh and she's past her childbearing years? If the reason you see a davatameh, it's ma'akiv, is you should tovel again if Yair Shemayim, is because there'll be mashpia chalila on a child. So then a woman past the childbearing years should not have this kpeda. Or if I care, a woman who's already pregnant shouldn't have such a kpeda. So it's not, I don't know the answer, but it brings to mind a shlah hakadosh. It's a musar. The shlah, and I'll quote to you verbatim what it says in the shlah, he says, Da b'ni, she'en lecha kol biya ubiya shaloi noilid mimenu klum. He says that every time there's a biya, something is created from it. And it's not a physical child, and there's some kayach that's created from it. Every biya is a davish habikdusha, and it creates something. It creates some hashpah in the world, some type of a of Ashba, and he writes the Shlah, Dalacha B'ni, he writes to his son, or he writes to really Elashim B'ni to everybody, to know, to be Mishamish B'Kedusha, that every Bia has some type of a positive Teilada that comes from it. Alright, so with this, we make a Sima Kutsa, the test. Oh, the last line, Ayin L'Kamon, Reish Aleph, Amutu L'Hatul Chamin L'Mikva, Ayin Amutu L'Urcha Tzachat Fila. Alright, Sima Reish Aleph, if we'll be Zaychet to learn it sometimes, as Hilchis Mikvais, there's a gezeira that when you walk out of the mikveh, you shouldn't take a shower. Because people are going to say, it's not the mikveh that's matar, it's the shower that's matar. So it doesn't mean dafka shower, bath also, but it means not to bathe separately. What? It applies to men to the degree that men have to table. If you go home, it's if you go home and you act tar, then it's not the makiv. But what? Shower is a chatzitza. Oh, take a shower with the chatzitza. Great idea. Put a rubber band on your wrist and take a shower. That's a gewaldig idea. Okay. All right. I do want to go now to Kufpe Gimel. I'll ask David to prepare Kufpe Gimel. But I want to do next week. When I learned 20 years ago, I once did a shayvim set. I put out a pamphlet on Hilchas Chatzitza. So I'm going to try with the good services of the Shurin Associates. I would like to make copies of that. It's Hashem next week. Maybe we'll just sum up and go through the pamphlet and go through some of the shaylos that we have not yet discussed. So Kufei Gimel, Kufei Dalet, we need. And I'm going to give you a pamphlet if you can make copies.